Tov Kufir Ches. Then he Hitzom Rishus Biyamtiv. So the halachas of Hitzom Sif Aleph. Tevshu Hitzom Letzar Chachila. Once the Torah was permitted the halach of Hitzom for the purpose of Achila of Eichel Nefesh, so the Torah permitted it under the umbrella of the Heter of Each, the Pasuk of Ach Asher Yeachel Eichel Nefesh. That the Torah included the malachas which are necessary for the purpose of achila. Once the Torah did that, so then, the Torah permitted it for other purposes.
Shalom l'tzarech.
Not l'tzarech. Achila. Even though when we're going to be carrying out Rosh Hashanah, it's not l'tzarech achila, it's mutter. What are the examples of what they permitted it for? For example, going katan, you want to take a child out, not eating the child. It's not the tzarech of nefesh. Take the child out for a walk. A lulav, or you want to carry a lulav, the dalaminim, to one place to be here to the mitzvahs. It's not echol nefesh. For sefer Torah, or sefer Torah to learn from, to lain. Vikalim. Or any other type of keli, hatzrichim l'ktsas, which has some need. Okay, so now, so far, we've said the example will be. I have a need to get the item from place A. I need it in place B. To use it in place B. So we're going to have two more layers. The next layer is that I need it in place B because I don't want it in place A because it's not safe in place A. Oh, shemisyori shelo yignoivu oyashar habseda. I'm worried if I leave it in place A, it will be stolen or be damaged. So that's a tzarech yomtiv in the sense of the person's mind will be preoccupied and concerned about his item, and this way by taking it he will feel more relaxed, so he'll enjoy his yomtiv better. So there's a tzarech yomtiv in moving the item. So I don't need my dalaminim anymore. This single guy doesn't have anybody at home who's going to be using it. He's taking his dalaminim home for it, but he's afraid to leave it in the shul because he's not going to be there at nighttime to make sure nobody moves it around and damages it in some way. So the rest of the yontif will be sitting there worrying about, somebody's going to sit on the tip of my lulav and make it puzzle, So he can't relax. If he takes it home with him, he'll be able to relax. So that's going to be mutter on yontif also. Now there's another madrega, which is that I wanted it at home because it's safer at home. Not that I need it at home, just because I'll be more relaxed because it's at home. The third possibility is just I don't want it here. So that'd be more along the lines of I want to take something out of my house and put it outside. Why? I just want to put it outside. Again, there's no Eruv, and carrying out from the house to outside. I want it outside. See if it'll be nicer in my house. I want to take out the trash on Yom Tov because there's no air. Right? So I'm taking the trash outside for I don't need to take it outside. I just need it not in the house. Right? So I'm carrying it from point A to point B just to get it out of A. So if the pshat is smelling in the house and it's affecting the house, you could argue that that's mutter.
You're saying for a yantav or for a Shabbos too? You're saying just for yantav?
Yeah, we're talking about yantav. In other words, we're saying there's a hetter to hitzoh, we're doing the malach of hitzoh. Right? But since it bothers me that it's in the house, the trash is in the house. Case is no Eruv. So to take the garbage out of the house, that'll be mutter. The person would want to take it out. Once it's outside, he wants to move the garbage cans down to the corner, so this way they pick up the garbage. So that's that would takabi osur. There's no eruv, and there's no real tzarich yomta for that. Right. But let's say the person just decides he likes to get the thing out of the house. Why? Because it doesn't want the house. It doesn't bother him really. Doesn't smell bad. Just wants to get it outside. So is that mutter or not? So Shlomo Zalman held that if you have no real need to get it outside, you don't need it there. You just need it, you just don't want it here. It's not really affecting you negatively here. So he held his usher. Let's say a person wants to move stones. Where's the Balaam? But stones, the idea meaning that there's
Tom Schwartz giving his course so kosher.
Where or if
I thought I just saw it.
I don't know.
He's not giving it upstairs in the basement.
You know, I don't know.
You really know?
So it's an item which has no use. So that's also to do. So now we saw yesterday in the Bir Halacha. So according to Tosfos, since it has no tzarich yomtiv, it's a malacha deraisa. According to Rashi, the raisa would be mutter, but it's also mirabonah. Hagoa mutter lischok bekader. You're allowed to play with the ball. Even though it's a mishas rabin, so you're doing the malacha, moving a dalat amis. There's no eruv again, so moving on, there's an issa deraisa to move. There's an issa deraisa of carrying some of the dalat amos, which is a rabbin. According to Tosfos, unless there's a tzarech. So what's my tzarech? I want to play. Well, that's also called a tzarech yom.
Yes.
I feel it's just a rabbin. I forgot the el teal baum. All it is teal baum. You're not really gaining anything out of it. But that itself was mutter.
I don't know, Elo what bell, what? Teal tone?
Teal.
Teal? What do you mean by teal?
Taking a teal or
taking a walk?
Yes, it's just for pleasure. And he needs a roof? If there's an Arubic and Saverus and there's a tikkun of around the city. So now it's a different ball game. So now this show over here is not a malacha mitzvah vow because you're inside of an eruv. So until tal the hutzi kol sheyesh teres kli al vishen teres yom klal. So then there's no risk of taking something outside, even though I don't have a tzarech because it's not a malacha mitzvah. Okay, so that's all. That's all. The macabre. Let's see, Mr. Burr. Yeah, so Sif Cotton Olive. Tashuzal Hutsal the Tsarif Achila. Once the Tsarif permitted the Hutsal the Tsarif Achila, he also permitted it for other purposes. Hutsal the Tsarif. So the Mr. Burr, Olive. This halacha of mitoich applies to the halacha of havara, that making a fire the tzarech yom achila. Now it's meant to make this fire for other purposes. Rishkita and shechting for the purpose of eating. Well, then you're permitted to do the malacha. The malacha of shechita is killing something. So you want to kill a bug which is bothering you. That's our hechila, right? But it's a tzarech yomtiv, so that should be mutter. Afio bishul, baking, cooking.
Really, that's the way it comes out.
Well, there's some. Right now, we're talking about the raisa level. Shem alochus hashayichus oichol nefesh. What?
Stam killing is called shechita.
The malach of shechita is the malach of shechita is the act of killing.
I thought shechita has a technical sense.
I understand, but the malacha, the lamed hes malacha.
Killing is harida.
I understand, but the malacha involved in shoychid, the iser, right? The more over there in Shabbos wants to know what exactly is the iser of shechita. More in davayin. Ayin. Ayin hey. The Morris the moment number says because of Tilsa Shom. The Malach of Shita is in Tilsa Shom. If you do it in a way which is not Shita, so it's, a lot of times it's a kilkul, so male it's potter.
That's a mechanism of Shita. Shita has a wire.
I think Tils Hashem is much more wider than Shechita.
Right. So right. It's only, right. So it's only certain ways that's permitted.
Again, no, I'm saying the if I want to know what exactly in the Lama Tess Malacha is that the Isser is the act of making something which is alive dead. That's the Isser. If you do it in a way which is a kilkul, you're not right. So killing it, right? If killing it would be considered a benefit over the fact that it's dead, usually dead over alive is not good. This animal would be better dead than alive, so maybe that's called a malacha. Shechita always is better because you end up with an animal to shechita. But the malacha of shechita isn't because you do shechita, it's because you didn't kill the shechita. That's what I'm going to say. But one number says the Isser is Tzaveya because you make the meat look red. But so Tzaveya over there means he holds that besides the Isser of the Tzil Sashon. Okay, so now so Ben Anyanta, that's Mutter, you'll have a Shechta Ben Anyanta. Okay. So these malachas, which they are the Iker Oichel Nefesh malachas, Minu Mitoich, we can apply the concept of the Mitoich. Once they're permitted for Oichel Nefesh purposes, they're permitted for other purposes also. The Aftik Sibach, Shayel, Lechon, Lechon Nefesh, Hulavada, Yosilachem. Which would seem to indicate it's specifically only for Oichel Nefesh purposes. Kibbul Chazal, the Kavanah, who Chazal had an understanding that it means the following: Oisim Malachas are regularly also the Tzarech Oichel Nefesh, the Malachas which are normally used for the purpose of Oichel Nefesh. I feel him out to ain't coming us on the Tzarech Achil, even though you're not doing it for the purpose of Achil. He tear a terror, the Tzarech permitted it. Okay. Vine the Kamebe, Ramasha Simer, a boiling in her saw the reading a bit. The Beinan Shehe, a Kaponim Tzarech Saks. But, like the Muramah clarified, even though I said it's mutter to do it, there has to be some yontif benefits. What then? So the same way that shoe by the Gavi the Malacha of Hitzor, that Hitzor is mutter for non-Ochel Nefesh purposes, but it has to have some valid yontif need. So I wanted, if I tell you that you can do Havora not only for making a fire to cook but for other purposes, it has to be a valid yontif need. I want to do Bishul not for eating purposes but for other purposes, it has to be a valid yontif need. It has to be some other need which is a valid yontif need.
What would be an example? Bishul not for.
Well, okay, it could be to machlokes, but we discussed before. Possibly, I want to heat up water to wash myself. It's not oichel nefesh,
right? Okay.
Right. Now the Rambam sheet that could be Rambam holds that hanos rechitz is the equivalent of aloch is oichel nefesh. Right. It's something person wants to heat up water to wash the dishes. That's not oichel nefesh.
Right.
So now the Mishnah Berurah mentions Habor Shkita Fia Bishul and Hutzah Sederim Mitzayim. Is it specifically these Balachos, right? Or he says Mechen Adin. So Sharatin is a cut in olive. Says Magim Mishum Sharpostim Huba Bibir Agro. That's Rabbi Yeshu is a Mabuka Rabba, Ayn Malacha Gimel Bibir Visuki. So the Rambam is very confused in the Rambam's position in the Heter Mitzvah. What is actually when the Rambam applies the Heter Mitzvah? The Rambam is a very difficult sheet of exactly what his position on that is. The Rambam seems to be talking about halacha specifically Gabi Hitzua and Gabi Havora. That's it. Which is why the Rambam has to say by Rechit, so the Heter is also Chol Nefesh. So they were warm with the water because it's a Rechol Nefesh Mamish. The Pashas, it's locked after these five. You know, if you learn, it's not like the Rambam, but you learn it's any. So if I want to do Berer, right? So Berer is Mutter. Berer is one of the Malachim, which is Mutter on Yom Tov. Because Berer is the Rechol Nefesh. I want to do Berer for non Rechol Nefesh purposes. So I want to be Dubarer on Svorim. So it's before a lot of persons said it. There's the Malacha Berer applies to Svorim. Now again, you know, you only can discuss. We pointed out before that Berer assumes a Taruvus. The definition of Berer is only relevant if there's a Taruvus. And a Taruvus, there's three things which define a Taruvus. It has to be the size of the items, the proximity of the items, and the amount of the items. So I wouldn't say that this is a proper Berer, right? Because I have to store them there. But I have a pile of 20 or 34 in store them, and they're not so well marked. And this thing, clearly, there's a permanent burn. Right? So a Yom Tov, I can do burr in Yom Tov, so I'm going to do burr in the store. So it's doing away with the Mutter on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Right? So I'm not giving much of the Yom Tov Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to do good from the bad for immediate use. So I can take a safer. I want to look at it right now. No problem. I want to take a safer. I want to use a safer 3 hours from now. I just want to take care of it. Take it off now. So my land is on Yom Tov.
So those who hold
that
Bar
Gora
for Svarim, would they have a problem on Shabbos and taking the right safer out of their own kosh? If you're not sure which one, you have to look under to see which one is rolled.
Probably it's not a taruvah unless you have a very, very crowded urn kurdish. And such a large item.
You have two
swarms.
One's at the right place.
But they're both large. Barry always assumes a taruvah. It has to be a mixture.
So how much space do you need between your suits for it not to be a mixture?
Again, so my Rebbe, I asked him time, he says, if it looks like a taruvus, it's a taruvus. If it doesn't look like a taruvus, it's not a taruvus. That was his answer. How you define a taruvus? You know, he says, there's no way to define a taruvus. You know, depends on, you know, yeah, you have a pile of coats. You know, you go to the Shalom Zohar, you have a pile of coats. You know, pile on the.
Right, that's a taruvus.
It's a taruvus, right? Yeah. So good. So if I want to pull my coat out, no problem. But I want to, you know, I recognize my coat. I pull it out. The problem is I don't see my coat. So now I got a real problem. You know. So what do you do? I'm not getting involved in the, how to pass in that child right now. So I don't think it's a taruvah. They're large enough and distinct enough that I'm considered a taruvah unless you have you're very crowded or encouraged. Also, there's no din of burr on the same min. So you have to say that they're all different places. It's called two different min. But if I want to go to, the person who say, if I have a saber, it's very distinct on the spine, is very distinct. So that's not burr necessarily. But if I have, they're worn out, and I can't really tell which one's what's what. So that's a taruvah in a certain sense. I want to start pulling out, the wrong one, put it back. That's a problem. So I should use it. So I use this aphorism then. It's called it was good for bad. I learned from it a little bit. So they have the following shayla by swarm. Just you know, there's the lacha by achila. So you say it's immediate use. Immediate use doesn't mean this moment in my mouth. It means for the meal. So beginning of the meal, I can do bar for anything during the meal. The beginning of the meal.
So you can do anything bar beginning of the meal for that.
For the anything in the meal. So I can do bar for the third course. When I start the meal. Okay, so I come in for davening. I come in for a seder. I'm going to sit down and learn a Torah seder. The Torah seder I'm going to be using a Gemara and a Pnei Yeshua and Rikiv Eger and five sword. So can I go to the Sorum Shrak at the beginning of the seder and get all five sword? It's good for bad for immediate use. Well, this is my meal. Or no. A meal, there's a clearly distinct thing called a meal, which has a beginning, has an end. But I say for immediate use, it means immediate use. But I'm not going to use the Pnei Yeshua until an hour and a half from now, so I can't take the Pnei Yeshua now. It's good for bad, but it's not for immediate use. So the Rav Pesach holds a problem. So now in Yom Tov, Mitashu Tzar, which I'm a Shalom Tzar, I shouldn't have this headache. Right, so Biyasha says no. They don't say mitarech. You don't say mitarech on that. He brings over here from the Earl of Tzion, which is Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, says that there's a mitarech. So I can on Yom Tov I can take all the stuff I need without any headache. You know, don't worry about going from bad immediate use. You know, just do whatever's easiest. You can take wherever you need it. You got cut, child. Let me boy the imo yotzioi yivke. Not only if you don't take it out, the child will cry. You start her ava, then the father will feel bad. So there is a fatherly need also at that point in time to take the child. You can leave him home. He enjoys his son. He would enjoy taking his child for a walk. So the father gets pleasure of taking the child out. That's a valid need. Now I'll tell you an interesting question though. Okay, so I want to take my child out for a walk, no problem. There's no air. The air is down. It's Yom Tov, so I take the kid out for a walk, no problem. So I put the child out in the stroller, also no problem. I need the stroller for it. That's a valid serve. But I have in the bottom of the stroller, I have, you know, yesterday's lunch, and 2 days ago's lunch, and 3 days ago's lunch, I have a gotcha collection of what I have no need for. That I shouldn't. So do you say, Reba Bishurim? I'm doing one myself in Saw with a child together with all the food. Right? So if the food is something, so we discussed this once, where Reba Bishurim, I tell you over from Moshe, Moshe says, if I want to carry out, I need tissues. And it's, you know, so I want to stack 20 tissues in my pocket. I'm not going to use 20 tissues over this trip that I'm going out now. I'll use 5. But every one of those tissues is potentially usable. It's one mice, so that's mutter. But I have a key ring for Marshall Holds, and there's 5 keys in the ring. And one of them is one for my house, and one of them is for a cubby that I have in the other shul that I in the other town. I have no tzarech for it. I can't carry it. It's one mice, it's over Rabbi Shurim. Rabbi Shurim is only mutter. Each one of those things is potentially usable. So Marshall, I'd have to take off the from the key ring, any key which I have no use for, is be offset a carry. So I can't push the stroller with all of the stuff in the stroller which I have no use for. I don't do it. I didn't think of that example when I gave my shir on the case of the Arab is down, the ladies halacha shir. So I discussed Yom Tov issues. I didn't think about that issue with the stroller. I should have said that case. Okay. Melula b'sefer Torah. Lulav lotzis, right? Person take a lulav because he needs some yotzei nitzah with it. The sefer Torah likris, but Yomi wants to lay the sefer Torah today. Do tzarich mitzvah for that. There's a valid need. Now, what about? I want to carry the lulav home for my wife to be yotzei. Now, women have no mitzvah to be yotzei. It's a minute, whatever. They have no key to do it. So I'm carrying. I'm doing the malach of it. So passing the raisa from the shul. I have a safe place in the shul. I want to carry it home to my wife. So I'm doing a mitzvah that's her. Somebody that doesn't really have a mitzvah. So there's a famous Shagazari. The Shagazari holds that it's also. And they can't do it. So that's considered a mitzvah that's her.
Could be Sean Bias.
Right. So Russia says, Russia says, remember, the same way I can take my child for a walk, there's no mitzvah involved in it. Take the child for a walk because the people enjoy taking the child for a walk. The woman enjoys taking the dalim in it, whether she has a mitzvah or not. Right? So that's also a valid yomtiv. So he holds that's mutter. So Mishnah says he doesn't see a problem with the bichlal. Or the case where he's playing with the ball, playing with the ball. Mishnah says Rav is mutter. The woman should take the alamin. He was also not mistav.
He was the very first one after the period of
prophecy
to present us to. So we have two different pathways.
Shirim Laksas, the Yom Tov. You have some need for it. The Kelim, go in the case of the Kelim. Philo Ain Tzarech, Rak, Lashem, Tashat, Liskashat. We have no need for, let's say, for a piece of jewelry. So that's Mutter. Avol, Shlod Tzarech Klal. If you're moving a Kelim, you have no need at all to move this keli. So how look about it? It's the same going at the same iser as the case of the stones. You can't move them. Because the person who did the mutter lahitzim aftei akshar sorge boy ochelin akelim circle seyar miyori ladichu lebeisu. I want to carry my key with me. Which locks up my food or the kelim which I use on that day. I don't leave the kelim, the key at home. I'm afraid somebody will get to the key and take the food. So I'm carrying the key with me. Just this way, nobody can break into the box which I locked and take the food. So he says that's mutter. So I don't need the key bouncer. I have a way to get into the house, and the food is there in the house. I need the key to use in the house. I just want to have the key with me this way. Otherwise I'm afraid that somebody's going to break into the cookie jar and take all the cookies. So I lock my cookie jar and I take the key with me this way that nobody can break into the cookie jar, right? So he said that's also mutter. Okay. Shlo Yigloivu. He wants to carry with him, he's afraid it shouldn't be stolen. Or any other type of safe. So I want to carry them with me. My tzarech is that I'm scared to leave them at home because I'm afraid they're going to get stolen. I'm saying to Caleb, I can't use it for a homage. Okay, so now I'll take it a step further. So I'm allowed to carry this Caleb with it. So I have an expensive item. I'm afraid to leave it at home. I'm afraid someone will steal it. So I want to carry my pocket with me and dump it. This way it's safe. if that's true, I want to carry a key to my lockbox where I keep my money. I don't leave the key in the house because somebody gets into the house and I find the key and break into the lockbox. I have no need for that key on Yom Tov because it has money in it. That's all it has. The key to the box where the money is. If you're scared to leave it at home, the key to the liba doyig from the star also. Choshem hitzos amavteach tzerach and a yomtiv. But so why is it mutter? Because there's a valid Yom Tov need to give me menuchas and nefesh. And if I don't take the key, I'm going to be uncomfortable on Yom Tov. So that's called a valid Yom Tov need, according to the Mechab, according to the Rambam. You should know that the Yesh Kamposim Shekol Kamal said. The sermon the Loi Hutrat saw El Tzorach Akol Nefesh Mamish. El Tzorach Mitzvah. Shadvorim Shashaychem Osim Yom. We have to have a direct positive benefit. I will love you, have some money. You can't move it to its saw just to prevent a loss.
So are we saying that this is because it has a moment or because it has a simchas yomtov?
Right, so the material hold the heter is where we take hefsid moment, we turn it into a simchas yomtov. The chokham hold, no, that the heter of a tzarech was you're going to have a direct benefit using the item for something. You're not using it for anything. You get no use out of this key. You'll walk around the key the whole day and not use it at all. The only thing you get out of the key is that you're not, that if you left it somewhere else, you'd be worried. That's called, you have no use of the key. So they hold that's not called a valid tzar.
You have to say something about the tashi team. You're not using it. You get benefit out of enjoyment out of having it.
No, but tashi gives makes you look beautiful. Otherwise, you put the rest of your money, right?
Is that a real use? It's for the person's self-esteem.
There's a positive action that you're doing with the item. You're creating a certain appearance.
You're saying it was a key.
I'm doing anything with it. I don't do anything with it.
You feel better.
I feel better, but I didn't do anything with the key. If I could theoretically, find a safe place to put the key, or I don't have the person I trust to give the key to, I would have no need to take the key. If I get nothing out of having the key with me, I can't say, well, if I have a safe place to give you the tachshin, I give it to you instead. I benefit from having the tachshin with me. Right? Over there, I have no benefit from having the key with me, bad, so I just have a benefit from not being worried about what's going to be if I don't have the key with me. So now that's not called service. Service has to be a positive function. Mishabur says it is proper to be machmir. This is he brings the machmirim. Look over here. It's in Rosh and a tour. Right? So the Taz says you should be machmir. So theoretically, let's say, according to this, okay, so I'm leaving my house and I'm going somewhere for Sudan Yom Tov. So I want to lock my house and take the key with me. If I leave my house open, I wouldn't need the key. So why am I taking the key with me? Because I want to lock the house. Why do I want to lock the house? Because I'm worried about somebody stealing something from the house. So does that go into the Mishnah Berurah? You should be marked with a kavoisa. So does the case which we discussed before was the key was specifically there for the lockbox of my money. Now my key is my house key. But who asked you to lock your house? Because I want to make sure everything in the house is safe. So the religion of a house key is the same thing as a lockbox key or house key is a house key. I want to lock my house and I want to or not. So it's interesting. Mrs. Carella said that it's the same thing as a lockbox. Theoretically, you can leave your house unlocked only because you're worried about something will be stolen. So I don't need the key bad. It's in the key because I'm worried. So back to the same machlokes. So if I have an option, he says, again, if there's an Eruv, I'm fine. If I'm going outside of the Eruv, so we probably welcome Shulchan Limsar Akelim when we take the Mishu Nemenloy, the Beisoy, those also the Debra Kom. If you have an option to give somebody that you trust, give them the key, say you have no hatter. Right? Okay, so if I can leave my key, my house key by my neighbor, which was not involving, so and I'm going to somebody who's outside of the Eruv. So if I can leave it with my neighbor who's in the Eruv, so then I have no head to take the key with me. So according to Mr. Krell, to provide the house key also. Welcome, I'm absorption leader for Yom Tov Beisek Knesset. The person brings his master to shul. Misyore Megneiver. He's afraid if he leaves in the shul, he'll get lost. Okay. So, if I leave my own personal master in the shul, I come back the next day, it's gone. I don't find it again. I'll be saying, sir, I'm not going to use it again on Yom Tov. Mutzu Lavi in the base of the Rekho. Here it's going to be Mutzu. So, why is it going to be Mutzu over here? My side, I don't have a sir, Yom Tov. I'm just moving it to prevent the loss, which that's the Mechoikis. So, what's the Heter? Of here, the Heter of the Surah is the Tir Sevim Shemti Lossim. There's certain scenarios which Chazal said. If you don't let me, solve the problem at the end, I'm not going to do with the chafilah. You tell me that I'm going to have to leave my master in shul, I might not bring my master to start. Because I'm going to lose my master, I don't lose my master. Right, so Chazal said that it comes out that if you don't allow me to return it back home, I'm not going to bring it. So they allow you to decide because of the tefillah. People are okay, you'll be in the tefillah by second essence. The person will not want to bring the tefillah. So now, but you have to clarify that this is so much Chazal were motivated. They want you to do it. We would like you to bring your master to shul, so you could daven. So we're going to be matter to bring it home because of her faith. You're not going to bring it. We would like you to bring your dalamin into shul to be yotze with, because we're not going to allow you to take your dalamin home to be safe and not be trampled by the kids who come for the Shabbos groups in the afternoon and destroy your dalamin. You're not going to bring the chalchim. So, but we want you to bring your dalamin because it's a mitzvah. I can't say that, you know, that something which is b'chlal, not a tzarech yom tov, or a simple yom tov. Right? We're going to be mad to the service of Chilasim because we don't care if you don't do it. Just don't do it. Came in a strong. Okay. The box was in shul already. The whole answer is if we don't allow you to bring it home, you're not going to bring it. So that's talking about I have to bring it. But if it's here already, I brought it already. So what's the answer? But let's say that. But that's the heter, though. You have to say the following. So let's say, reading out. don't live in Shul, I'm afraid it's going to get lost. So I go to Pliny's house. I walk in and say, where should I put my mouse? I put it on the shelf. So I put my mouse on his shelf. Just again, there's no way here. So now I want to leave him, I want to go home. I say, I don't need the mouse for the rest of the day. I'm not going to use it again. I need it for tomorrow. You can't carry one day younger for the next day. But it's not to be safe. What am I not safe? It's on my friend's shelf. To leave it on the shelf, I understand. Your friend is going to get lost. I take my dollar minimum home with me. We stop by somebody else's house and we have the meal in the same place in his house. So what's the answer to take it home? So say if I have somebody home who needs the dollar minimum or needs the mox, fine. But no one needs it at home. So Pasha, you have no head to take it home after. And once it's in a safe place, it's in a safe place. In terms of what I like to take it home this way, I can have it available for the next day. Well, that's there's no head to the carry, and there's no eruv. On Yom Tov for Yom Tov for Yom 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 They've not been designated for any purpose. They've been designated. So we saw way back when, for stone, to get a din of a keli, you have to be miyachin for ongoing use. You can't be miyachin for this Shabbos. You have to designate from now on, I'm using the stone as a doorstop. So I bring it in, and you need to do some type of a maaser. At least you need to do yichud. I'm designating this stone is a paperweight. And my son went out to the playground and found this stone and brought me a present of stone. Right? Oh, beautiful stone, my son. Thank you so much for my stone. What are you doing with it? It's a paperweight. This is a paperweight on my desk. Now it's a yichud v'tash, which is a clean. So that's also it's also if you live a little bit tilted, it's also because mooks. Koshka lahotzi, I'm sure you can't carry it out. Less wood sarcha, you have no need. Come on, give a card to the Christ of Shita. Chai Malkas of the Tzosa, the Shazab, it's a Chai Malkas Mamas, this is the Raisa. Vapal Karmas, Yeshal, Kabonim, Issa Grabonim, so carry the Karmas, also be awesome.
That's all part of this heter of using it to
for enjoyment. Mishal covers the tema who the hat is that the Mishal argues in the Rambam. I don't know what he's talking about. Why? The aim of Tzarcha Yom Klal Elis Kachshe Yolodim. For children, I understand. As Mahanach Lehem, let them do their things. Al Adarim Shenoygen Kain Minik Rahu. Shaitan Simcha Vatil. This is not a valid bona fide Yom Simcha Yolodim. Elis Simcha Yolodim. It's playing games, which you shouldn't be doing on Yom Tov. Well, I'm the end in the most of the whole. I'm the last of the Bible. Yes, sir. Before the Bible, Simchin Ches. The Bible says it's also to play with the counter on Shabbos, even if there's no error. Even if there's an error. The Shabbos is going. Didn't come up with Shabbos before the Bible. Simchin Shin Lamech Esefe. There are some other issues of playing things. Because I'll ask certain things because if it's type of game which needs a flat surface, we're afraid you're going to go try and flatten out the ground. So that might be a problem of that. Yeah, that's all the general.